On the show today, we start our Q's Parting Shots series with Desert School's retiring CEO, Susan Frank, looking back on an amazing career. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our program. And on today, we are pleased to have Susan Frank, CEO of Desert Schools Federal Credit Union. How are you, Susan?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I know you're a busy, busy lady, so thank you for taking time out of your day to chat with us for a few minutes.
My pleasure.
Hey, word has it on the street that you are retiring. Well,
yes.
How does it feel to kind of exhale now?
It feels great. It's been a long, pretty rewarding career these past 40 years, 25 of that with Desert Schools. And now I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
Right on. So one of the things that really stands out for me, for you, is like, and probably for you as well, and maybe for a lot of people in the industry, is that you were the first female to be appointed by a board to oversee a $1 billion credit union. What does that mean to you? I mean, that's a pretty high honor, I would, and at least in my book it is.
So it was an honor. I was thrilled to get the job as a person, let alone as a woman. But I think it said something to the industry as far as the capabilities and potential of women. I know I've received comments throughout my career about that motivated and inspired others, that it opened up the top spot at large credit unions for females. You know, I don't know about that because, of course, I'm not involved with that. But for me, it was an honor. It was an honor to be named CEO of Desert Schools. So I think it was a very positive thing.
Yeah, so I mean, so the $1 billion aspect was kind of secondary. It was like, hey, you know what? You're, you know, CEO of a great credit union and you're taking it onward and upward even further.
Right. I think the significance of the $1 billion is just that it was an extremely large credit union. And while there were a lot of credit union female CEOs at the time, none of the very large credit unions.
Okay. My second part of that question is, I mean, what do you think it meant to other women leaders or even soon to be leaders within the industry? Because, I mean, you kind of alluded to it in your previous response that it may have opened doors for other women as well.
Right. I think it showed folks what was possible. That's the feedback I've gotten from other female CEOs or soon to be just executive management folks, that it really showed them that it was a possibility and that the glass ceiling maybe has been cracked a little bit.
I think so. Hey, is there a moment or maybe a couple of moments in your career that kind of stand out to you, either good or bad, that kind of fueled you or propelled you to kind of achieve the results or the career that you've had today?
There's really so many moments. I mean, when you work in an industry like credit unions, there's so many meaningful and impactful moments that whether it's a letter from a member talking about how your credit union impacted and changed their life for the good, or it's an employee coming to you and saying, wow, you know, you've inspired me. I all those type of moments, I think, is what keeps you going. Right. I can't really pick out just one moment. There's so many of them.
I could imagine. And kind of a question off the top of my head after you were talking about that was like, what is it about credit unions that attracts you to this industry? What is it about them?
I think for me, it's about the emphasis on the people, on the members, on the environment that we work in, and helping people. I mean, that's what has really kept me engaged in the credit union movement. It's not just about providing financial products. It's about providing financial products that change people's lives.
Right. Yeah, there's a gazillion stories out there about credit unions just doing amazing things. I mean, really digging down into the weeds of people's lives and just bringing them up and helping them flourish. I'm sure Desert Schools has been there quite a few times for folks like that, or even at the other credit unions you worked at as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's really about doing the right thing, making a difference, and putting people first. So,
indeed. So what mentors did you have kind of throughout your career that helped you accomplish your goals?
Well, I think about that often. There's been so many. I mean, we could start with my parents and my brother, who really taught me my core values, which have kind of translated themselves to my business environment throughout my career. In my first credit union job, Bethpage Credit Union, Randy Bernstein, Joe Melbourne, both currently credit union CEOs. Yeah. They were my bosses at different times over my 12-year career, and they were certainly mentors. They really taught me some business acumen, you know, how to deal with difficult situations. Some of the skills that you get confronted with as you move higher and higher in leadership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were terrific mentors, encouraging, I mean, making me believe in myself. They were wonderful. And then here at Desert Schools, my senior staff are mentors to me. I learn from them all the time, as well as employees.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many credit union professionals that I've interacted with over the years that have been mentors. So I think you learn and you can be encouraged and inspired by so many people.
Oh, no doubt. No.
Or to name one.
Now, you've had quite a last couple of years. I mean,
yes.
I mean, you guys have gone through a core conversion. You guys implemented a number of new technology products and services. I mean, that's really, you're kind of leaving on a high note.
I am.
You really know how to make an exit, Susan.
Yes, yes.
So, how has that been? I mean, was this kind of okay, you know, we're going to get this core conversion. We're going to introduce some new products and services. And then, you know what? I think it's time to hand the baton off to somebody else. Is that kind of what the plan was? Or is it just...
Well, not really. You know, Desert Schools has always tried to be progressive and implement technologies and products and services that were good for the organization, good for our members.
Yeah.
And so it's a continual process.
Right.
I had decided that I wanted to retire young, early in my career,
there
and
you
I
go.
Worked towards that. And so it was really just happenstance. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see things continuing as Jeff Mishi takes over. I've worked with Jeff for 22 years. He's going to be a great CEO here at Desert Schools. He's been part of my leadership team from the very beginning. And that's just how we work here.
Right.
You know, just keep looking for new and better ways to deliver products and services to our members.
Right on, right. It certainly sounds like you set the table nicely for future leaders there at Desert Schools, and also
yeah.
the members too. I mean, gosh, they got to be tickled to death what's in store down
yes.
the road.
Yes, so. And we've kind of done that as a team. So I don't like to type of CEO that credit for that. You know, one person doesn't make those things happen. It's really been the team, and it's a tremendous, tremendous team here.
Indeed. There's no I in team, Susan. There's no
That's
I.
That's right. That's right. I've heard that.
All right. Hey, has the credit union landscape continues to change at such a rapid pace today? Oh my gosh, it's mind-boggling how fast things are moving. What advice do you have for upcoming credit union leaders? Because there's a lot of new faces, fresh faces in leadership positions, and there's going to continue to be for the next few years. What advice do you have for those folks, and even your person who's coming in next behind you?
Right. You know, I believe in the same, the changing and the speed of change, as you say, is really increasing. But I think there's some tried and true tenets that serve a CEO well. And that's surround yourself by people that are smarter than you.
Oh, yeah.
I think if there's an individual, especially in a very large situation, who thinks they know it all or can do it all, that they're really fooling themselves. You need subject matter experts. You need strategic thinkers. You need really, really smart people if you want to keep the organization moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Sometimes people are fearful of doing that. Number two, don't stop learning. You know, you're never done. There's, as you said, there's so much happening. There's so much change. You have to keep up with it. You have to read. You have to, you know, attend seminars, talk to people, network. You just can't sit back and say, okay, I've arrived.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep learning. And I think the one of the basic things is remember to always treat everybody with respect and with compassion and with dignity, no matter what. I think that comes back to you, you know, tenfold when you treat people the right way, whether it's peers or employees or board members, or it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very, very crucial thing.
Indeed. And very good advice there. All right. To wrap up here, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here, Susan. Where would you like to see the industry go? And the second part is, will you be involved in some way? Will you still be involved with credit union in some way? Or
sure.
Kind of watch it from afar?
You know, I think the industry is on a great foundation right now. There's challenges to our business model. But I think if the industry stays focused on members and doing the right thing for members, while implementing new technologies and dealing with regulations. I think that, you know, our path is there before us, and I think the industry can really continue in a very positive way. As far as myself, I will be staying on the Desert Schools Foundation Board.
Oh, cool.
We just started a foundation this year, so I'll keep my toe in that fun part of the organization. And also on the Mountain West Credit Union Association.
Okay.
So I'll stay involved there, and of course, you know, I'll keep up with what's going on.
Yay! Well, we're happy to have you still be around and be an influence. And I mean, your experience, you know, second to none. So thank you so much for all that you have done in your career. I mean, it's just, the success that Desert Schools has experienced over the last, I mean, since you've been there, my gosh, you know, it's just been phenomenal. So, and I think you've been an inspiration to a lot of not only women, but gosh, men as well. I mean, leaders around the industry, just, it's so cool to see somebody like you just really flourish and do great things. So thank you so much for what you've done for the industry as well.
Thank you so much.